Well, hey there. I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. Well, welcome to another Ask a Life Coach episode. And if I could have a dollar for every time someone brought this concept to me, man, I could retire yesterday. But let me guess, you're a mom living in survival mode who is tired of feeling like you're failing. When I teach a live class anywhere and ask this question, there is more than 80% of women who say they feel like they are in survival mode and approaching burnout. Mamas, this is not okay. Women, this is not good. In this episode, I will share three simple to do, take no time at all things you can do today to inject a little life and a little intentionality back into your day. Without wasting another second, let's get you some help. All right. So, I feel like I'm living in survival mode. I feel like I am exhausted every time I get to the end of the day. I feel like I have no time for X, Y, or Z. I feel like I'm running on empty. I feel like I'm running on fumes. I feel like I'm stuck on the everyday treadmill of life. I feel like I'm stuck in the weeds. I feel like I never have time for X, Y, Z. I feel like all I do is what everybody else needs me to do all day long. And I never have time for anything that I want to do. These are all the types of things I hear that tell me when someone is in survival mode, and there are more than 80%, sometimes way higher than 80%, sometimes we're close to that 90% mark of women who are in my collective audiences who say, I am approaching burnout. And what happens when we get to burnout? That's essentially where we are non-operable. We don't want that. So we're going to be talking about how I've got three things you can do to pull yourself, super easy things that you can do to pull yourself out of that I'm struggling to keep my head above water sort of feeling. So I've got three different ways that you can do that today, and they take minimal effort. All right, here's the first thing. We're going to talk about sleep. And I get it, right? I've got nine kids. I know what it's like to have a lot of responsibilities. I know what it's like to feel like I just cheating myself on sleep is my only option. All right, maybe you're not getting the ideal amount of sleep, but we need to at least discover what your minimum is. And that is what step one is all about. Spend some time thinking about and maybe even playing around the next few nights with what is your minimum amount of sleep. Now, before we go too deeply, we should also remember that we have to take things into account like your current season. What is your current reality? Even when you're thinking about what are my ideal, because what you're going to be doing is you're going to be thinking about your sleep in these two ways. You're going to be thinking about what is my ideal amount and what is my minimum amount. And I'll tell you what to do with those in just a second. But before you even get to that step, it's important to recognize the season of life that you are in. If you are a young mom with 3, 4 and under, that was me. Well, man, that is a season. That is a season that is probably going to look from a sleep standpoint a little bit different than it will when those kids are 9, 10 and 12. Now, then there's the teenage years, which I've now come through those and into adulthood with a few of mine. So let's just not talk about those teen years and what that might look like for sleep. But you need to take into account your current season, your current reality. What is realistic? We do not want to set ourselves up for this is my ideal amount of sleep, and it is something that would never be attainable. all that's going to do is cause frustration and maybe even resentment about the current season you're in. And we don't want that. That's not going to serve us. We are all about doing things that help, not things that hurt us. So before you start thinking about your sleep in these two ways, make sure that you have spent a few moments thinking about the current season, the current situation, the current circumstances, maybe even taking into account some of your limitations. We all find ourselves kind of going in and out of different limitations at times. But before you think about what that ideal amount of sleep is, make sure that you have tapped into what your current season, situation, and reality is so that you're choosing an ideal amount of sleep that's actually attainable. So for step one, though, you're going to think about that ideal amount and you're going to think about what is that minimum amount. I think we all have a good idea of what that minimum is. And we can slide under that minimum sometimes when we need to, right? Think about those times that you might have a project or a task or something that you are doing that you have to have done by the next day. Well, we can fly under that minimum at times. We're up with a sick kid, right? There's times where we are able to rise above and really, really skate by. But this is what we're talking about here is how to get out of survival mode. So we're talking about what your sleep is going to look like on the regular. So when you're thinking about your minimum amount of sleep, and maybe you don't know what that is, maybe you need to play around with it for a little bit. And it's interesting. I'm often surprised about what my minimum could be. And by the way, I do find that for me, it changes with the seasons. And I'm not talking about the season of my life. I'm talking about, because we've already talked about that, I'm talking about the seasons out my window. I don't know about you, and I don't know if I'm part bear or what it is, but I definitely need more sleep to feel at all rejuvenated or ready for the next day. I need more sleep when it's wintertime, when the nights feel so long, and they are so long. Where I live, we're under a thick blanket of clouds so many days for months and months and months. I need more sleep then. So take that into account as well. But step one to get out of survival mode is to think about your ideal amount of sleep and your minimum. This is my bare minimum amount of sleep. And then your job, if you want to move out of survival mode, is to hit the target somewhere between those two numbers every single day. Again, outside of those times when we need to go above and beyond something has happened. We can do that short term. But if you want to step out of survival mode, you've got to make sure you're hitting the target somewhere between your minimum and your ideal amount of sleep on the regular. That's step number one. Step number two is to decide on one healthy thing you'll do every day. And this needs to be a small thing, right? Remember how we were talking about it needs to be realistic, it needs to be attainable. If it's not realistic or attainable for you to say, I need to get a 45-minute workout in 6 days a week, if that's not realistic for you, do not set that as your expectation. And I would encourage you, for our purposes here, when you're talking about doing something, setting yourself up with something that you can for sure do every single day that is a healthy choice for you, I would encourage you to shoot much, much smaller than that. So for example, your healthy choice and mine, my focus all the time, especially when I have fallen off the wagon, is something as simple as water. I've got a water goal, and that is something that, again, it's not dependent on the time I have available, like a workout might be, and it's not dependent on my ability to make the meals and the foods and to have prepped the meals and the foods that I need to eat every day. Water is something that is quick and easy and therefore straight across the board attainable for me, especially now that I've got a cup that goes with me in the car. That was a mistake I made for a long time. I had a water bottle that it was an amazing water bottle that I enjoyed using at home and it helped me track my water well, but it did not fit in the cup holder. And I found, I don't know why it took me so long, but I found that on the days where I was super duper busy and I couldn't take my water bottle with me then because it would roll off the seat and roll under the seat and it was just a big pain. So I just didn't. Well, is it any wonder that on those days I would be running behind in my water? Absolutely no surprise there. So for whatever reason, all of a sudden it occurred to me, hey, why don't you get something that fits in your car cup holder? Life changing. Something so simple. But you know, sometimes I'm not so smart. But that's what I mean, though, about a healthy choice. It doesn't have to be a big time-consuming ask. You can still set those kinds of goals by all means. Getting a workout in is amazing. I do that every day too. But that's a bigger ask. It's a bigger commitment, and it's really more dependent on how smoothly your day goes when the commitment is bigger like that. And so I would encourage you, for our purposes here, if you are in survival mode, you think smaller, choose something like water. I make sure I get this in most days. I would love to say every day, although as someone who completed the 75 hard three different times, during that time, that's one of the requirements of the 75 hard challenge, is a gallon of water a day. So I don't want to have to repeat that challenge. So I do make sure I hit my water goal on those days, let me tell you. And even outside of that challenge, though, I do hit it most days. But I'm also a realist, and I know that I don't hit it every day. Again, outside of those 75 days. And man, that is a big commitment. That is a big commitment to drink that much water no matter what every day. But make it something small, like a water goal. That's step number two. Step number three for pulling yourself out of survival mode is to schedule one, just one 10-minute reboot into your day somewhere. Well, what is a reboot, you say? Well, if you know computers, it is exactly like that. What happens? I know this really well. I push my computers to the limit. I like, confession, I am a tab junkie. I have all the tabs open. It drives people insane if they look at my screen. Now, the question is, do you know what is in every single one of those tabs? Yes, absolutely, I do. And am I working within each one of those tabs? Yes, absolutely, I am. But as a result, I know this is why my computers run hard. And there are times where, you know what happens to a computer, right? When you're running it hard or when it's working hard, you can hear the fan kick on and it gets warmer and there's times where my computer will sound like it is taking off into outer space. And my computer just needs to have a shutdown and a reboot at that point. So we shut it down, we reboot it, turn it back on, and now it's quiet again. It's no longer running at 500 miles an hour. It no longer sounds like it's ready to go off into space. It's not hot. It's running much more calmly. My computer is calm. So that's what a reboot is. This is you time. Just one a day, 10 minutes. And if you need to break it up to 5 minutes and 5 minutes, okay, I will give you permission for that, because sometimes life, right? I had 3 kids in 4 years. I do know what that's like. There are times where 10 minutes is too long. All right, then you have my permission to schedule 2 5-minute times during your day. But if you want to come out of survival mode, you need to schedule, not just commit to it, not just say, oh yeah, I know, I need to do that. Yep, that will help. No, you need to actually schedule it, write it down. When is it happening? Every single day. It doesn't even have to be the same time every day. You decide. Obviously, it's beneficial to be strategic with it. If you can park it somewhere in between, you know, kind of in the midsection of your day or whenever it is that you feel it'll be the most beneficial to you, when do you need it most? This is you time. And I promise you can find 10 minutes. We all can find 10 minutes. And when it's planned for, here's the cool thing. You can take that 10 minutes guilt-free. What I find is that when we're in survival mode, we're going until we just absolutely can't go any longer. And then we have to have an immediate unplug. And we might scroll Instagram or Facebook, or we might just, you know, whatever it is we're doing. We might even lay down on the couch and take a nap. And I am all for all of those things. I am not saying those are bad things that you should not do. But when we get to the point where we're going, absolutely hit the wall, and now I have to just lay here and unplug, kind of in an unplanned way, well, what tends to happen? Then we start to have all those thoughts of all those things we should be doing, all those things that other people are counting on us for. And we start telling ourselves how we're lazy and how just, we're a bad person. We're a bad mom. We're a bad person because we're just taking this unplugged time. And then the mom guilt comes in. And so when you have this reboot, this 10 minutes planned into your day, though, now all of a sudden you have it guilt-free because you know what? That was planned in. I planned for that. Unplanned equals guilt. Planned equals no guilt. That's what we need. We need to be able to set ourselves up to be able to surrender that mom guilt. It plagues us women. It plagues us moms all the time. So this bit about scheduling it is huge. So these three steps, right? It starts with knowing your target for sleep. And then we talked about making one healthy, simple choice every day. And then we talked about scheduling that 10-minute reboot. When you do these things for 5 days straight, 5 days straight, if you don't feel like you have just a little bit of breathing room, if you don't feel just a little bit lighter, just a little bit different when you go to bed at the end of the day, you come back and you tell me I'm wrong. I'm telling you, I'm 23 years into this mom thing, and I have been helping women for almost 10 years in the online space with all of these things. I know I'm not wrong. I challenge you to prove me wrong. These are simple things that you can plan, that you can plan into your day in less than 3 minutes. In 3 minutes, you can have your get out of survival mode game plan in place. This is an episode for sharing for sure. Make sure that you share this with someone you know who needs a little bit of breathing room. You will be her best friend, I promise. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye. Wasn't that so good? I love talking to women about getting out of survival mode because it is such a heartfelt need. Well, I'm also excited to tell you a little bit about the next episode because I've got in the next episode an exciting invitation for you, and I'll be sharing a new hashtag with you, hashtag stop being the maid, and we'll be talking about what this means. Man, are you excited? I'm excited. I'll talk to you then. Make it an intentional day.